It's time for the Fantasy Points Podcast, brought to you by FantasyPoints.com. Top-level fantasy football and NFL betting analysis from every perspective and angle, from numbers to the film room, with a single goal: to help you score more fantasy points.
We are back. The Fantasy Free Agents pair is back here on the Fantasy Points Podcast. My name is Joe Dolan, owner and managing editor at FantasyPoints.com. His name is Tom Brawley. You might remember him from the Fantasy Free Agents podcast. Well, now we're teaming up here on the Fantasy Points podcast. I told you guys that we would be back soon. Tom, it's good to be back here with you. We're going to be doing a little bit of a series here on Fantasy Points podcast and the Blue Wire podcast network. With some of the work that you've been doing up at FantasyPoints.com, you've kind of spearheaded the fact that we have a betting package. So, Tom, what better way to get involved in the podcast here than going over some of the betting information that you've broken down for at FantasyPoints.com? We're going to start it with the NFC West, but first, let's welcome you in. How are you doing?
Pretty good. It's very exciting. Now we're with Blue Wire Pods here. We were with Anchor for a long time there. They treated us pretty well, but on to new things. And the site is, you missed out on the 30% discount if you're listening to this podcast. But, you know, we'll be running different discounts and stuff all summer long. So keep an eye out. Please subscribe to the site. Please subscribe to this podcast feed. Thanks for listening. Yeah, and Joe, like you said, I'm kind of spearheading the betting side of our new venture here. So, you know, I figured a good way to get into it is kind of break down all 32 teams from a betting perspective. Looked at all the season win totals, Super Bowl odds, divisional odds, conference odds, and you know, a lot of books are starting to put out player props and you know stuff for the entire season. So. Figure that's a good way to look at it. And this stuff is useful for fantasy as well. Vegas, takes this very seriously and they put good numbers out. So it might help you with fantasy as well.
Yeah, there's a big connect between betting and fantasy right now with a lot sharing a lot of the same spaces. But let's kind of get right into it. Tom, if you want a full breakdown of all the teams we're talking about today, we're going to talk about the NFC West first and foremost. If you want a full breakdown, go to fantasypoints.com. Make sure, for right now, you can create a free account and read the whole site. But during the season, you're going to need the premium account to access the betting. But Tom, you've broken all these down with full schedule, key off-season moves, all the odds, and what you think are some of the best bets. But let's start this out with the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC West, one of the hottest teams in the entire betting markets. Their over-under win total is 7. We got juice, minus 130 juice to the over, plus 750 to win the NFC West, plus 250 to make the playoffs, and plus 5,000 to win the Super Bowl. Probably not just yet for them, but stranger things have happened. When you were breaking down the Cardinals, Tom, what were some of the things you were seeing about the betting markets? Probably not getting a lot of value on this team right now because, you know, I know they're hot for fantasy right now, especially Kyler Murray, but probably not a team where you're going to be getting a lot of value right now.
Yeah, they were going to be a very popular team in the betting markets no matter what, and then Bill O'Brien gifted them DeAndre Hopkins right at the start of free agency there, and it was all aboard the bandwagon at that point. So those numbers plummeted. I think they might have been, you know, closer to plus 70 to 1 or 80 to 1 earlier in the winter before the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Now it's down to 50 to 1. So like you said, all the value is kind of gone here. But they, you know, they had a lot of excitement coming out of last year, you know, only racked up the 5 wins, but played in a lot of one-score games and, you know, were very good for, you know, people that bet on them. They were 9-5-2 against the spread, so they played in a lot of tight games, didn't necessarily win a lot of them. If they flip a couple of those, maybe they are a playoff team now. So a lot of excitement, tough division, though. You know, they got the Seahawks, you got the 49ers, you know, that are, you know, making playoffs every year. San Francisco looks poised to be a playoff team every year now. So you got the Rams that were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So This is a tough division for upward mobility, but, you know, that win total has, you know, climbed up to 7, 7.5 in some spots. You know, they had a pretty good draft, too, if you consider that DeAndre Hopkins was kind of, you know, basically a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they swapped the second-round pick and David Johnson for him. So they land Isaiah Simmons. Of course, they were the team that you always played your strength, your defense, your tight end against. So got a guy that can cover some tight ends, and then they got an offensive tackle out of Houston. So, you know, pretty good draft. You know, everything is pointing upward for this Cardinals team right now.
Some of the player props here: Kyler Murray, 38, 50.5 passing yards, 25.5 passing touchdowns. Not going to go through all of them here, Tom. He's 2,500, plus 2,500 to lead the league in passing. And talk about value going in the pooper. MVP is just plus 2,500 for Kyler Murray. Again, look, Lamar Jackson won the MVP in his second season. Patrick Mahomes won the MVP in his second season, his first full season as a starter. Carson Wentz was going to win the MVP in his second season. So a second-year quarterback winning the MVP, Tom, not exactly an uncommon occurrence here in recent years, but plus 2,500 for Kyler seems a little short to me. I don't know if you're getting a lot of value there.
No, I think that was also another one of those lines. I believe he was at 40 or 50 to 1 to win the award before the DeAndre Hopkins trade. And, you know, obviously you need a player that can make some, you know, big-time plays for you and elevate your game. And he has that guy now. So people jumped all over that. But, yeah, like you said, there's no value there anymore. I do kind of like his over, his 3,800 and 3,850 passing yards this season. You know, he was a little scattershot. We're going to get Greg Cosell. I believe he wrote him up. You would know that better, Joe. You've been editing all those pieces. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he has some room to grow as a passer. He needs to become a little bit more efficient. He, you know, was at 6.9 yards per attempt last season. You know, a lot of that could be, you know, put on the cast there. You know, had Larry Fitzgerald and Christian Kirk was a disappointment last season. So, but, you know, they got some young guys. They drafted a bunch of rookie wide receivers last season. They're entering their second season at Andy Isabella, Keyshawn Johnson. You know, there's guys that could make leaps here. You know, so there's a lot of reason for positivity around Kyler Murray this season.
Just really quick, Tom, Kenyon Drake, the markets have him priced, have his over under total yardage from scrimmage at 1,375.5. Would be a pretty damn good fantasy season for Kenyon Drake if he hits the over on that, or honestly comes anywhere close to that.
Yeah, I lean a little bit towards the under on that one. You know, he's at 1,375 for combined rushing and receiving, so that's a really strong season. And there's a reason why he's a first round pick now in fantasy drafts. You know, I kind of want to see him do it over the course of a season. We've seen these nice spurts out of him in the past, but to get up over that total, we need the full package here. And they have some nice weapons here. They drafted Eno Benjamin, and you know, we like Chase Edmonds as his backup here. So you know, I'm not going to go near that. I think he has a lot of upside, but I would probably lean towards the under, but just a bet that I'm not really looking to make right now.
The Los Angeles Rams, Tom, I think would be the opposite of a hot betting team here. Nonetheless, their over-under for wins on the season is 8, with a little bit of juice to the over at minus 125. I think people trust Sean McVay, maybe a little bit too much here, but they're plus 500 to win the NFC West, plus 144 to make the playoffs. By the way, these are courtesy of DraftKings, and plus 3,300 to win the Super Bowl. Kind of flying under the radar, Tom, after they were one of the sexier teams for the last couple of years, but the offensive line collapsed. There's a lot of changes going on here with the LA Rams this offseason in the backfield. Obviously, no more Todd Gurley. What was your read on the LA Rams when you were going through your betting breakdown for them?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. This is the one team in the NFC West that the markets are kind of crashing on. You know, everybody else saw their win totals move up this year. Cardinals, you know, Seahawks, and the 49ers. 49ers went up, you know, quite a few games after, you know, making it to the Super Bowl. So this is the one team that's crashing on. They were at 10.5 last year, down to 8 here. You know, that's a mark they would have cleared last year. They did get to 9 wins. I feel like, you know, people were a little bit more pessimistic. You know, there were such high expectations for them last year. And, you know, just getting to 9 wins felt like even worse just because of what we saw out of them the year before in 2018 before the Super Bowl there. You know, they're opening a new stadium here. They've lost some key pieces here, big names, you know, trade away Brandon Cooks. Dante Fowler going to Atlanta, Corey Littleton going to Las Vegas, Eric Weddle retiring, Nickell Robey-Coleman going to the Eagles. So, you know, and Clay Matthews is still a free agent, but, you know, there's some big names gone from this defense and even from the offense. I didn't even mention Todd Gurley going to the Falcons. He, you know, wasn't the guy that he once was early in his career, but, you know, they still have some question marks in that backfield. We don't know, you know, with 100% certainty that, you know, Cam Akers or Henderson or Malcolm Brown is going to be able to, you know, replace that production left behind by Gurley. So there's a lot of question marks in Los Angeles that I don't think many people expected after the 2018 year run. I mean, I think people thought that they were set up for the next 3 to 5 years. You know, Jared Goff on a relatively friendly contract, but of course they gave him the big new deal, and they gave the big deal to Gurley. So, and they've made some ill-advised trades, I would say, with, you know, going for Jalen Ramsey. So they were set up for a nice little stretch of to make, you know, runs at you know, getting to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, and now they've kind of taken a couple steps back here with some of their moves.
Tom, you do have a best bet on the Rams. And by the way, you are collecting all of our staff's best bets for the betting package up at fantasypoints.com. You can create an account for free and see all of that, Tom. We have these breakdowns for the teams are unbelievable. But you do have a best bet for this team, and I kind of like it. What's your lean here when it comes to Jared Goff?
Yeah, they're free. The site's free right now, so we might as well give them out on the podcast. Maybe some later editions once we get behind the paywall in August, we won't give them out. But for now, you know, first podcast on Blue Wire here. You know, I like the Jared Goff over 23.5 passing touchdowns. You know, it was, you know, Todd Gurley is gone. I mean, you know, for anything you want to say about him, he was good at finishing around the goal line. You know, was averaging 12, you know, he was up over 12 touchdowns in each of the rushing touchdowns in each of the last three seasons. Those are gone. You know, only San Francisco and Carolina, you know, more of their, you know, the only, you know, their passes, you know, passing to rushing touchdown ratio, only those two teams were worse. So I expect the passing, you know, touchdowns to go up here this year. You know, Goff started to play better towards the end of last year. He went on a nice little run. They started using more 12 personnel, getting Tyler Higbee, Gerald Everett on the field. So, and that was a total that he easily passed in 17 and 18. Last year, he only got to 22, but it was a pretty up and down season with the O-line issues. I'm still worried about the O-line, but you know, this isn't a bad summer to have a lot of continuity on the offensive line, and that's one thing. I don't know what's there's going to be continuity, but the group still isn't great. So I would have liked for them to bring in somebody new through the draft or through free agency, but they're kind of running it back. But I'm feeling better about the situation for Jared Goff. I think McVay is going to be, you know, kind of scheming things up. You know, he probably took a good hard look at what went wrong last year. So I'm liking Goff to have a little bit of a bounce back campaign this year.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, man, I'd really like to get some action in on some of these bets, well, there is no shortage of action going on at our exclusive partners, betonline.ag. Sports are slowly making their way back, and BetOnline is leading the way with the best odds and lines for all UFC, NASCAR, boxing, and soccer matches. And if you need even more, well, they have simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC games all day, every day, live on their website. Looking for something else other than sports? Well, BetOnline has hundreds of casino games, poker tournaments, and prop bets to check out. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, for a free welcome bonus. That's one word, BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Tom, the defending NFC champion San Francisco 49ers, well, you're not getting a lot of value here either, and their season win total of 10.5, it's pretty evenly split down the middle with minus 110 on either side of that. They're minus 106 to win the NFC West, minus 335 to make the playoffs, plus 500 to win the NFC again, and plus 1,000, 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. Can make a very good argument with a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter last year that they should have won the Super Bowl last year. A bitter offseason for the 49ers. What did you see from this market here? Any movement that you saw after the Deebo Samuel injury, or is that not significant enough to move the line at this stage?
Yeah, I don't think it was. I think they're kind of taking a wait and see anyway. So, you know, it sounds like he might be available to be in the lineup in week one. So don't really know specifically about that timeline just yet. No props for him, though. So I think they did, you know, take down those markets as well. But, I was actually kind of surprised it was at 10.5. I mean, the Super Bowl teams from the year before, you know, we usually see their totals open in that 11 to 12 range, I would say, most often. So it actually opened a little lower than you might think. But I think that a lot of that has to do with just how difficult the NFC West is going to be this season. I think it's the best division in football right now entering the year. So I think a little bit of that is baked in. And it's been a tough spot. I mean, teams have not responded well to losing in the Super Bowl. You know, your season's a little bit longer. Maybe it lingers into the next year a little bit. And, you know, teams are gunning for you in your conference. So, the last team to do it was to go over their season win total the next season was the Denver Broncos back in 2014 when they lost in the Super Bowl. So the year before. So it's been a tough task for these teams that have lost in the Super Bowl the year before.
Tom, one of the players in terms of player props that we have at Fantasy Points with a pretty big difference here is Jimmy Garoppolo. His passing yardage prop is 3,700.5. We actually have him for 4,265 up at Fantasy Points, and I think I would lean to the over there as well, but unfortunately, making that a best bet is kind of tough following the Deebo injury. So we're a little bullish on Jimmy Garoppolo at fantasypoints.com, given the offense. I think he can execute the offense, but certainly the Deebo injury does hurt matters.
Yeah, that would keep me away a little bit, just in case the Deebo injury lingers into the season. Of course, he still has George Kittle. He's going to be the focal point of the passing game. You know, every week he should be. He's one of the best receivers, no matter position, in the league. But the Deebo Samuel injury does complicate it. You know, they did let Emmanuel Sanders go this offseason. Drafted Brandon Ayuk. You know, we like him, but you know, we've seen rookies. Sometimes it takes a couple weeks or even a season to get their legs underneath them in the league. So a little bit of uncertainty. You know, there are some interesting pieces behind him, Trent Taylor and Jalen Hurd, but guys that really haven't done it before. So, we lean towards the over. We think the rushing game is going to regress a little bit here. They were the second best rushing attack behind the Ravens last year. Defense, you know, could take a step or two back. They did lose DeForest Buckner. So Trent Williams hasn't played for a couple seasons. He's stepping in at left tackle to replace Joe Staley. So, there are some question marks with the running game and with their defense, which, you know, has me feel a little bit better about Jimmy Garoppolo. But, as we saw in the playoffs, if Kyle Shanahan has his way, he's not going to be throwing the ball much. You know, he's not going to be throwing it, you know, 30 plus times a game if he can. So, I'll probably stay away from it, but I'm with you, Joe. I'm with our projections. I lean a little bit towards the over there.
And let's go to Raheem Mostert because he's been one of the most debated players in all of fantasy. 850.5 rushing yards. It feels like, just like with fantasy sites, the books are just guessing here. Most rushing yards plus 2,000. I'm not really sure I like that, despite the fact that I love this run game. We actually have him projected for over 1,000 rushing yards, but it's really a touch and go. I'd probably be staying away from this one.
Yeah, I am too, but I would lean. I do like the plus 2,000 price. I've been completely fading Raheem Mostert all offseason. I want to make this very clear. I'm not drafting him at all. I've been drafting Tevin Coleman in bunches in the 9th, 10th round just because, you know, Kyle Shanahan has a tendency to go with the hot back and whoever's performing well. But, you know, I do like the plus, getting the, you know, the huge plus price in this rushing game. I would expect them to rank right up there with the Ravens again, with the Titans as one of the best rushing attacks. And if, you know, just in case Raheem Mostert catches, you know, lightning in a bottle, heading it, you know, he still has the lightning in the bottle here heading into 2020, you know, getting that big juicy price, I don't think is a terrible way to get a little piece of this running attack.
Seattle Seahawks, Tom, and now I think they've kind of become a team that people are starting to wonder if maybe they're a little bit undervalued. So look at this. Their season win total, 9.5, but you have plus odds to the over at plus 110. Saw some video there this week of Antonio Brown working out with Russell Wilson. That would obviously help to move the line. Plus 225 to win the NFC West. Ooh, I kind of like that. Minus 137 to make the playoffs. Plus 1,100 to win the NFC and plus 2,200 to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know about you, Tom. I haven't done the deep dive the way you have, but I wonder if the Seahawks are an interesting team to pivot away from the 49ers here, because although their defense isn't great and it hasn't been for a couple of years, we do know Russell Wilson's great. Has never had an MVP vote, which is shocking. You wonder if this is the year for him.
Yeah, as you said about the Antonio Brown stuff, it feels like he's kind of pushing Pete Carroll and, you know, Schottenheimer to get out of their run ways here. It feels like he's trying to push this this passing game into the 21st century. So, you know, if Antonio Brown becomes involved as well, you know, you can't get better than that trio. I mean, you know, DK Metcalf, I've been very, very active, proactive with him in the, you know, middle fifth round, you know, 50 plus picks in trying to get him. I feel like he started to take off a little bit towards the end of last year. Of course, he set the rookie receiving record against the Eagles in, for a playoff game there. You know, the sky's the limit for him. Tyler Lockett, we already know that Russell Wilson has a great connection with him. They brought in Greg Olsen as well. Will Disley looks like he's on track to be ready. So, you know, this is probably the best group that Russell Wilson's had to throw to. And then if you add Antonio Brown, watch out. But, yeah, this team just always continues to get slept on a little bit, though. This has been a money-making team over, you know, since Russell Wilson got here 8 years ago. You know, they've reached 10 wins in 7 of his 8 years. All we have to do is get over 9.5 here. So, and even that one down season, the one time he's missed the playoffs, they went 9-7. So, this is a team that's always right around 9 to 11 wins here. So, I would definitely lean towards the over. They're 9.5 here at a juicy plus price.
Yeah, but remember also, Tom, that this NFL season, and look, obviously all these lines are based on a 16-game season. We know that that's got an opportunity to change for sure. But, Tom, the minus 137 for them to make the playoffs, with seven teams making the playoffs, even if you really like San Francisco, you know it's a tough division. I mean, this is a division that could put three teams in the playoffs. And that seems like a lower risk kind of wager if you want to put a unit or two on that. Seems pretty good from my perspective.
Yep, and if you shop around, this is one of my best bets. It's, you know, you go to FanDuel, it's a little bit of lower price. It's at minus 122. So, and like you said, Joe, the playoff format switching to 14 teams overall, seven teams in each conference. So you got one extra spot, and I think 9 wins gets you in the playoffs this year in the NFC. It's going to be extremely competitive across the board. I don't see many weak teams. You got the Panthers, you got the Redskins, you got the Giants, you know, and maybe the Lions that are really down. But, I mean, they're not terrible. The bottom of the league isn't terrible this year. I feel like, you know, outside of the, you know, top four teams, you know, the 49ers, Chiefs, Ravens, and Saints, You know, 5 through 32 is pretty condensed. So I'm seeing 9 wins gets into the playoffs. Maybe that's your way of getting a piece of the Seahawks. Maybe you're a little scared that they do finish at that 9-win mark, but 9 wins could get them in the playoffs here. So I do like that. Minus 122 at FanDuel. If you shop around, you can probably get a little better price. Maybe get a little bit better price, but that was the best one that I could find.
I mean, Tom, we did a little bit of a brief discussion on here, but your breakdowns are absolutely full up at fantasypoints.com. I mean, I'm talking thousands of words per teams on best bets, player props, just a full breakdown. So please go check those out. We have an amazing series of articles up at fantasypoints.com by Greg Cosell doing full film breakdowns of interesting fantasy players. We have over 20 of them posted already, and I have like 10 more sitting in my inbox. And every time I think I'm making an impact on editing them, he sends more. It's unbelievable. The guy is a machine. And I've actually been slower editing them because I want to insert video clips into them. So make sure you go up there, check that out. Our
projection. Those have been great, Joe. I love you throwing the clips in there because Greg really gets into the detail of specific plays. So being able to actually, you know, watch the play after you read what Greg had to say. I mean, where else can you get something like that? So just really cool stuff. I love the stuff that Greg has done and the videos that you've been inserting in those.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun doing that. It's taken me some time, but I think it adds just a ton of value to the article. So make sure you go up there at fantasypoints.com and check out the website. Our website is free right now. All you have to do is make a free account to read it. Once the season is confirmed, we're going to flip the switch.
Not too much longer on that, the free thing. So yeah. You know, make sure you get on there, you know, check out all this great content while you can, and then subscribe later. But yeah, we'll probably, we're going to put the paywall up here probably in the next couple weeks. So don't dilly-dally around any longer.
Yeah, so obviously with training camps reporting at the end of the month, obviously, we understand there are caveats here. We're going to go with the flow. I don't see how you can't at this point. But we have to understand the caveats. With training camp scheduled to open in 4 weeks, there's obviously plenty of information that comes from that when you really start to ramp up for draft season. John Hansen's going to have his draft plan. We have the Fantasy Points Generator up on the website. It's in its beta release. It's basically our interactive cheat sheet draft companion. You bring that to your draft, and you have full access to Fantasy Points projections. During your draft, tracking who the best picks are left. If you wait 3 rounds, who's going to be the best player projected to be available at a certain position. It is really cool, and we're accepting all your feedback as well from that as we work to make it the best tool in the industry. So thank you guys so much for joining us for this edition of the Fantasy Points Podcast on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. My name is Joe Dolan. Thank you to everybody for listening. Follow me on Twitter at FG_Dolan. Follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Brawley. And follow the site on Twitter at Fantasy Points. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tom and I will be back next week with yet another Division Betting Preview.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Fantasy Points Podcast. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite platform. And come join the roster at fantasypoints.com.